Sarah Tahere is with us for a kōrero today about The Way of the Raukura. It's an original stage musical, and it tells the story of the invasion of Parihaka. It's playing at the Bruce Mason Theatre starting in a couple of weeks' time. Sarah is co-director alongside Steve Worsley. She has a background in classical music and creative arts. Thanks for joining us on today's program, Sarah. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to talk with you. When you say you've got a background in classical music and creative arts, I'm interested in classical music and instruments, to be honest, Sarah. I was just curious, you know, whether you're a cello player or something of that nature. Tell us about your love of classical soundscapes.
Yeah, so I started my classical journey when I was 6 years old in the United States. So my first instrument or my first love was the piano, and then I went on at the age of 8 to learn the viola, and then I sort of went on to some sort of more classic sort of rock instruments, which were the drums and the guitar later on in my school years. Yeah.
Well, kia ora to you. This is a very interesting kaupapa to try and create a musical about the invasion of Parihaka. Step us through, what the background to this was, why you were enthused about putting something together about a piece of New Zealand history that's perhaps misunderstood by many, but can very much be a guide for many too going forward. So why Parihaka? Why a musical?
Well, it was a really interesting story. It's a long one, so I'll try and keep it short. But I was adopted out when I was newborn, and I was adopted into a Pākehā family. But many years went by, and I found out that I actually whakapapa back to Parihaka. And I had only just sort of found out, I think I was in that knowledge for about a week or so, when Stephen Worsley rang me out of the blue, didn't know him from a bar of soap, and he just said to me, look, I've been given your number, and I was just wondering whether you'd like to help me do a presentation for our community about the story of Parihaka on the 5th of November. He said, I'd rather remember and educate people on the story of Parihaka than celebrate Guy Fawkes. It just didn't make sense to him. And because of this knowledge, you know, I was just like, wow, yeah, okay. You know, had I not known that I had any ties there, I would have probably passed on that that offer to collaborate with him. But that's how it all started, and that was about 5 years ago. And so we did our presentation, and I wrote a song for that, just, you know, from my little understanding of my whakapapa. But I knew I connected there, and I had a deep sense in my, you know, it was an intrinsic sense to write a waiata about my understanding of it and the pain that I felt. And so I wrote a waiata for that presentation, and the people were so moved in that presentation by the waiata that my whānau sung with me that we decided to write a musical about it. So we've done one season. 3 years ago, we went down to Parihaka, and we went to the meeting that they have every month to ask for permission and their blessing. And we got their blessing, and then season one, we went back again and said, look, we'd love to do this again. We were supposed to perform in Taranaki last year at the New Plymouth Opera Centre, but Opera House, but COVID, of course, postponed that opportunity. So we had a kōrero with the leadership at Parihaka again, and they blessed us again to do another show in Auckland. So, yeah, we're really, really privileged to be able to share this story and educate people around, you know, around the events of that invasion.
Well, tēnā koe, Sarah. The song that Sarah's referring to is called Under the Mountain, which sparked the vision for the writing of the show, The Way of the Raukura. How do you think that the retelling of the Parihaka story, you know, helps to bring this part of history to life using music and drama? And what do we learn about cultural unity from this portrayal?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, music, as you know, with your love for classical, you know, music can reach a part of your heart or your spirit that sometimes words just cannot. And so I think through the expression of traditional Māori instrument, that, you know, classical music and jazz pieces, as well as the theatrical art, can really help people be drawn into a lot of the challenging messages and of the story, you know, because it's a really, really tough story to tell. It's a really, really tough story in general, but I think it helps to get to the heart and the core of people and their understanding and perspective of the story, and how sacred it is, you know. And so yeah, I think using the collaboration of the music and the arts and the also kapahaka in there as well, really helps to bring to life for people in a more experiential way, you know, experiential, educative way. And so I think, yeah, I mean, it was very, you know, it's something that I think was a big work, and it took us a lot of time to try and get it right, going back and forth with Kariaka as well about the lines, about the scripts, about the songs, about the message. And so it has been a big work in the making. So I think, you know, the unity between our cast members too, we've got 50% is Pākehā, 50% is Māori, and you know, the unity of the cast members through the telling of the story, you know, for our Pākehā cast who didn't know the story very well before, through walking it through understanding, you know, it's really brought about a transformational change in their hearts, and it's something that now they're passionate about going forward and sharing with their non-Māori friends and family and communities, to make sure that people, you know, are not naive to the fact that, you know, these things happened in our history. You know, these things happened to people in our nation, you know, and there's still a lot of mamai around this situation. And so, you know, the more people that can be educated, I believe will help to bring about transformative change for all of us. Yeah, the community.
Well, I take my hat off to you and also those who assisted in writing the Way of the Raukura. For those of you listening in today, it's on at the Bruce Mason here in Tamaki from the 18th. And, you know, the blurb out is that it's heart-wrenching and a powerful production that should be shown all over the whenua. Characters, including two historical characters, Samuel Crombie Brown and Whitumu Hiroki, they go to Parihaka just prior to the invasion, and the question is asked, what happens when a wanted criminal seeks refuge in a pacifist village? It's a pretty interesting synopsis, isn't it, for the performance? And I certainly wish you well. How many waiata have you written for this piece? How many songs make up the Way of the Raukura, Sarah?
There are a total of about 9 songs, but there are many sort of interludes and things which were beautifully written. So the majority of the songs were written by Steve Worsley, who's a concert pianist, exceptional talent. And so I wrote Under the Mountain, and then we co-wrote the script together. So yeah, so I mean, if you're a music lover, theatre lover, get along. The music is amazing. We've got some incredible singers and actors involved in our cast, so we're really privileged to have such an awesome cast with beautiful hearts to tell this story.
Tēnā koe, Sarah. What's your role?
So I am the co-director. I work alongside Steve Worsley to oversee how the production is coming together. I also play a character named Wairangi, and I am the wife of Chief Tōu, and my husband, actually my actual husband, plays Chief Tōu, and my two sons are the main characters. Jensen plays Mikaere, and my son Casey plays Wurumu. We also whakapapa back to Marauru, which is where Wurumu Hiroki comes from. So it's a real beautiful opportunity for us to be able to walk through our, you know, the story or the telling of our tupuna. So a great opportunity for us. We're really, really blessed to be a part of it.
Kia ora, Sarah. It's been nice meeting you and talking about this production, which is intriguing in its own right, as is your kōrero too. Did you grow up in the States, you were saying?
Yes, so we moved to the States when I was about 6 years old. So I actually learnt Spanish before I even knew that I was really Māori, because, like I said, I was adopted.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the United States while my dad was doing his doctorate over there. And, it took a long time for me culturally, you know, to find my feet and to find my identity. And it's, you know, once I started uncovering, unearthing, that it's, you know, it's just kind of taken me into spaces that I never would have imagined, including this one. And so, I've just followed the path that's been set before me.
Sarah. It's a beautifully rich kōrero too. And, you know, I take my hat off to your folks. They're all sweet with you reconnecting with your Taha Māori side after all these years of living in the States as well. How did your journey in that regard sit with them?
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was challenging for them at first because I guess, you know, they took me in as their own and, you know, their protective nature, of course, as parents. But, you know, never stopped it from happening, but were just, you know, stood on the sideline, quietly cautious. The meetings, you know, my whānau, they're amazing, my biological whānau, very, very, very close to them. They're very close to my adoptive family as well. Open invitations come down to the marae to come and learn about our whakapapa and that's just been a real beautiful journey for my adoptive family as well as my biological family. So, yeah, you know, there were tough times, you know, just sort of trying to get over or get through sort of the mentality of, you know, this whole life without my biological family and then feeling like, you know, what's it going to look like being integrated back in, you know, am I going to be accepted, you know, that was not even an issue, but my blood, you know, the intrinsic values within me just connected straight away with my whānau down in Ōtaki, and it was beautiful to be able to finally stand in my tūranga waiwai and understand where I came from, who I am, and walk more confidently in Te Māori. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, Sarah. It's been beautiful to have a kōrero with you. I really appreciate it. And Sarah's got some tickets to give away. We'll talk about that going forward. But I just want you to know of the mahi that's gone in here, the thought processes behind the piece, which is at Bruce Mason starting on the 18th. And really neat to meet Sarah Tahere, who's the co-director of The Way of the Raukura. We'll talk a little more about that too as we build up to the day a couple of weeks away yet. Sarah, it's been really nice meeting you. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about life and about this mahi. It's been a pleasure. Mauri ora kia koe te tohine. Kia ora, Sarah.
Kia ora. Thank you so much, Dale, for having me.
Tēnā koe. Great talking with you, Sarah. Thanks. Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603.